You are listening to The Big Man Rant here on GamerNode.com. Hello, and welcome to the first installment of The Big Man Rant. I am Jason Big Man Fanoni, and there is certainly a lot to rant about in the gaming world. Big games releasing virtually every week from now until July, more games getting revealed every day, and E3 2010 on the horizon, where even more titles will be shown to the masses. It is certainly a great time to be a gamer, no? Listen to this lineup. Picross 3D, Dimensium 2, Iron Man 2, Lost Planet 2, Skate 3, 3D Dot Game Heroes, Alan Wake, Prince of Persia Forgotten Sands, Red Dead Redemption, Split Second, Super Mario Galaxy 2, Blur, UFC 2010, Mod Nation Racers, Alpha Protocol. They're all releasing between May 1st and June 1st. Is that not ridiculous? I remember when we all used to complain that the holidays were too loaded, and it looks like the game companies listened by loading the summer, too. Our wallets are going to mutiny before July. I can see it now. There's only one thing on my mind right now, though, and that, my friends, is Marvel vs. Capcom 3, The Fate of Two Worlds. I was a Marvel vs. Capcom addict back in Days of Innocence, and the fantasy of a third game becoming reality, I just can't deal with it. I have a couple of thoughts on the game. Some I'm excited for, some I'm a bit apprehensive about. First and foremost, it is very, very good to see Chris Redfield in the first trailer. I was hoping he would finally see some non-Resident Evil spotlight. And not only is he in, but he's one of the first characters mentioned. That is awesome.
Oh, he's so Pringles. Where are your curly mustache at?
Secondly, if it is true that the Shinku Hadoken Ryu special move that we saw at the end of the trailer is actual in-game graphics, that'd be cool. It looks like updated Tatsunoko vs. Capcom graphics. I was hoping for something a little bit different, but still, if it looks like that, then absolutely it is going to be awesome. Third, it's Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Who cares?
Marvel, baby!
We've been waiting 10 years for this freaking game. Who cares? It could be stick figures on a piece of paper, and I would probably enjoy it more than any other game before it. There's one aspect of an announcement like this that I find very interesting, and it came up as soon as I mentioned even the possibility of it being announced this week to a few of my associates at work. Is the anticipation of a game like this just as, if not more than, exciting and fun than playing the actual game itself? I mean, hype for a game nowadays is built rather simply, and just announcing a name can send people into a frenzy. Look at Zelda. All we have right now is a piece of concept art for the next game, but Zelda fans are drooling for it. People become obsessed with thinking about what they put into the game, and this obsession could very well lead to the thrill of the wait outweighing the game itself. Fighting games are of particular interest. Good characters are essential to any fighting game, and we all have our wish lists when it comes to who will make the cut. As long as you don't know the entire roster, thinking about who may make it, who may not, becomes part of the anticipation, and for some people, what causes the anticipation to overflow into the unstoppable hype. It's these wish lists that make me think the thrill of games like this is not just playing, but trying to figure out who's also actually in it. The night before the announcement, I was in my local game store. I was talking to other gamers about Marvel vs. Capcom 3, the possibility of it, and one of the guys I'm talking to, just out of nowhere, drifted off into the used PS2 section in the middle of the conversation. When I asked him, hey, what are you doing? He's like, I'm looking for Capcom games they could pull characters from. And for the next 20 minutes, we all did the same thing. We went to every section in the store, looked for characters, thought about, ooh, Phoenix Wright. Ooh, that girl from that random Piano 3 game. Ooh, Fiona and the dog from Haunting Ground. Just random Capcom games that nobody remembers. But it was awesome that we all did it. It was great. And it was a window, a true window into the power that hype for a game can hold. And now that I've said it and you've heard it, next time you're in a game store, you're going to do it too. However, too much of this hype could be a problem. My main example for this, in my own personal experience, would be Super Smash Bros. Brawl. When that was first announced at E3 2006, every single one of my friends was still playing Melee, and we were all extremely pumped for Brawl. We spent the next 2 years debating who was in, who was out. When we heard about the assist trophies, we wondered who they would be, etc. Our average playable list was in the 40s. My final list, I believe, was at 42. But all that pondering only led to one thing in the end, and that was disappointment. As we all know, the game's final roster was 35. Some of their additions were out of left field. Rob. Some of the cuts were ridiculous. Mewtwo. And some of the omissions were unacceptable. The fact that Little Mac from Punch-Out was an assist trophy blew my mind. That he couldn't make the regular game. I thought he would be perfect for it. As soon as I heard about the game, I said, Little Mac. And I got him as an assist trophy. And that pissed me off. Part of me attributes that disappointment to the amount of time between first announcement and final release, which, as we all know, was riddled with delays. Don't announce the date, it's December 3rd, and then delay it to February 10th, and then release it March 9th. All that does is piss people off. Then again, the drips out of a faucet approach with the Smash Brothers Dojo website didn't help things either. The fact that people were waiting up till 3 in the morning to get an update as to what the next piece of information would be was ridiculous. But people did it. I did it. I'm not gonna lie. I used to love staying up to see the hammer or Donkey Kong's final smash. And the one time that it was actually worth staying up for, I didn't stay up for Sonic. I don't know why. That night I just was tired and I missed it. And I remember thinking to myself, great, I learned how to stay up for the dumbest information. The thing is, I don't think Capcom's gonna make these same mistakes. I'm sure we'll get more information at E3 this year. I'm sure they'll release something at San Diego Comic-Con because Marvel is comics. Let's not forget. Tokyo Game Show needs some help and needs some real big announcements, and Capcom could certainly help them there. And any other events that I'll be forgetting between now and then. Leipzig is another one. They might show up there. You never know. I certainly don't think they're going to nickel and dime us when it comes to pertinent information, though. We're going to get what we want, and we're going to get what we want soon. But no matter what happens between now and then, I know that Marvel vs. Capcom 3 will be amazing. One that fight fans will play for as long as they played Marvel Cap 2, if not longer. However long it is between Marvel vs. Capcom 3 and 4, if it's another decade, if there even will be a 4, who knows. All I know is Marvel Cap 3 will sell like crazy, and you would be crazy not to buy it if you were a fan of Street Fighter Capcom fighting games. Having said that, there are a lot of people who think that Street Fighter is the same thing over and over and over again. Street Fighter 4 and Super Street Fighter 4 aren't helping things. That just adds more fuel to the anti-Capcom nickel-and-diming fire. This has to be as different for the genre as Tatsunoko vs. Capcom was. And the moves were the same, but there was enough little things like the whole Baroque system and the fact that you could switch out in the middle of a combo, things that they added to the system that worked, that made it fresh. Marvel Cap has to have those too, because that will be even more of a disappointment in that sense, because Marvel vs. Capcom 3 has a lot more hype, a lot more people looking forward to it, and a lot more people who really, really want to see Marvel vs. Capcom 3, and I've been waiting for a very, very long time. So, but if anyone up to the challenge, Ryota Nitsuma and all the guys at Capcom, they know what they're doing. And I highly, highly look forward to Marvel vs. Capcom 3, which will be the first game that I own on both systems that it comes out on, because there will be people playing it on 360, people playing it on PS3, and I want to kick ass and get my ass kicked equally on both systems. And with that, we are at the end of the first ever Big Man Rant. This is the Big Man, Jason Finelli, signing off. Until next...
Hold it!
Wait a minute. I forgot the best part of the discussion. And the one thing that I was worried about in what I was saying earlier. Who do I want to see in? I'm not going to leave that out. I'm not going to sit here and talk about people wanting their favorite characters in and not give you mine. That would be silly. Well, first off, my Marvel knowledge, unfortunately, does not run nearly as deep as my gaming knowledge. There are people I would like to see, but only three at the moment really come to mind. Nick Fury, because Nick Fury is awesome. Thor, who is one of, if not my favorite Marvel character, because he's the god of thunder. And he was an assist character in Marvel vs. Capcom 1, so if they can make him that, but can't put him in the real game, that'll piss me off. And I want Galactus as the final boss. I want Galactus, the big old Galactus, as the final boss. He's huge. He would fit. He would be just as good as Onslaught and Apocalypse were in the older games. I would really, really like that. I think that would be awesome. Capcom, however, Capcom I know a little bit more about. And there are some ideas that I've been kicking around ever since I heard about it. Phoenix Wright.
Take that!
Is essential. Phoenix Wright needs to be in it. You can't tease us from Tatsunoko versus Capcom, not putting him in, and then all of a sudden leaving him out of Marvel Cap 3 as well. Make it happen. If anything, it'll make more sense in Marvel versus Capcom 3 if a giant objection comes out of the screen. Make it shoot out of his mouth. That way that you don't have the balancing act anymore. The problem with Phoenix Wright in Tatsunoko was objection is more characters in American or in English letters than it is in Japanese letters. So if you make the Japanese letters bigger and just have it shoot out of his mouth, problem solved. It's like a projectile. I don't see why that's not possible. You just go, an objection, or however you say it in Japan. It's not a blur, but you know what I mean. That would make more sense to me. You gotta put him in there. He deserves it. His games are fantastic. He needs to go in there. Amaterasu from Okami, the White Wolf. If you can have someone like Beautiful Joe, who is smaller, but still is very, very effective, Amaterasu is the same way. Of course, it'll be on four legs. It'll be the first ever four-legged character in a Capcom, Marvel vs. Capcom game or a versus game at all. But I think Okami is popular enough, especially with that popularity, bringing the DS sequel to America, announced at the same event, that it could warrant Okami's Amaterasu's inclusion. I would play as her. I would try it because I love the game. I love Okami. It's one of my favorites. I would definitely like it, and I would definitely try that character. Hager from Final Fight. Zangief gets all the attention. Where's my Mike Hager, man? We've been playing, and then Final Fight Double Impact, which is excellent, by the way, is out now. Go play it. But Zangief is the, when you say Capcom big wrestler, everyone thinks of the Russian, the Red Cyclone. Where's Mayor Hager? Where's Mayor Mike? I want to beat somebody up as Mayor Mike. I would love that. Especially if one of the stages was his city. That'd be amazing. And now, this last one is my, everyone has one obscure pick. One character where I'm going to say it, and anyone listening is going to be like, what? Are you kidding me? You played that game? This was a game on the PS2 that Capcom published, developed. I guess it did not have much critical acclaim, but I loved it. I loved every part of the game. I thought it was great. Third-person brawling. I thought it had a good little stealth aspect to it. And I think that the main character from this game should be represented somehow in Marvel vs. Capcom 3. His name is Agrippa, and he is from Shadow of Rome. Shadow of Rome was an excellent game on the PS2. If you have not played it, I suggest you go back and do so. Agrippa is awesome. He would be a great character. He would use weapons, fists. He's from Roman times, so I'm sure they could think of something having to do with his era. It's definitely a possibility. It's something that needs to happen for me. I mean, they don't have to do it for me, but I would love it. I would love to see him represented in there. And I think they should get him in there. I really do. Oh, and rival schools representation, whether it's Batsu, Kyosuke, or some other character that I haven't used yet. Hinata, if they need an extra girl. Tiffany. Shoma, the baseball player. Or Natsu, the volleyball player, to get some of the quirkiness of rival schools would be cool as well. Anything would be awesome. Who are your picks? You out there, the listening public, all six of you. Who would you like to see in Marvel vs. Capcom 3? Shoot me an email. FanelliJ, that is FanelliJ, at gamernode.com with your picks. And I will compile all of your votes into one easy-to-read chart, and I'll list them, and we'll see who's most popular, who's least popular, and I'll see if somebody at Capcom can pay attention. Because according to Chris Baker, one of the Marvel guys at the head of the project working with Capcom, the final list isn't compiled yet. So if we can sneak some guys in there at the very end, or get some popular votes to get in there and help them out, that would be fantastic. So get at me, and I'll compile that list as soon as possible. And now that I've finally told you my picks, let's actually end the Big Man Rant, the first ever. I hope you enjoyed it. I am Jason Big Man Finelli. Happy gaming, everybody. See you next rant.